This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just when you think it'll never get here, suddenly Friday's like, hey, how you doing? How you doing?
You know what we should do?
Did you have a good week? What should we do? You know,
we should add some Ben Hagar to that list.
No, we shouldn't.
What?
No.
Why?
Stop it.
You know, Sammy's one of your best friends.
I know him. He might be able to pick me out of a lineup.
Oh, I know.
That's a totally different thing from one of your best friends.
I think you really appreciate it. And I would like it too.
All right, you know what? Fine. That sounds great. Great idea.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Super.
Because I actually do like that Hot Summer Nights song. It's a good song.
Let's add that.
Hot Summer Nights.
Yeah.
Let me ask Jane about that real quick.
You think Jane's... of course she is, right?
Of course she is. She's a vampire. Hello. There she is. All right. Jane. Can we please add the Van Hagar Smash? Is that what I should say? Ben Hagar Smash. Hot Summer Nights to the Van Halen lineup.
There's more. There's
for
you know what?
Friday
There's a
morning.
Bunch of songs I like.
Let's
by
just
him.
Start. Let's just start slow. Vinny wants to know.
Don't say to, that.
No. Well, she loves you. She'll do it for you.
Oh,
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All set. We're all
as
ready.
As soon as you took interest, she stopped texting me entirely.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, believe me. I'm telling you.
She's into me, though. She does text me a lot.
I know she is. I'm telling you. Really? You go, oh, she's texting me again. I'm like, my phone is not getting texted. Yeah.
She'll just text me randomly in the middle of the day. Just like, hey, I
know.
Was thinking about
I'm telling you.
I saw this thing, and I thought, I've got to tell Sarah about this. It's Jane. I love Jane.
Oh, yeah, Van Hagar.
Yeah, Van Hagar.
Oh, I looked at the new too? Music today. There's a couple records I'm going to get today.
Yeah,
I mean, I have them already, as you like to point out.
You could play them right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a few things on there today. I don't know if you saw my tease for the show on my Instagram account or my story, Vin. But rock is back. Rock is back, my friends. So,
actually,
I mean,
I
not it's
that.
Not all rock. What's that?
Your tease didn't say anything about rock. Your tease said that...
What?
Hold on, because I know your tease. Your tease said breaking up is hard, and then it said, please don't, Steve-O.
Yes. And then under that, it says, rock is back.
Oh,
you must have got, you know what? You got hung up on Steve-O. It happens. I completely understand.
I like
I actually,
him. You
even
know
in
that.
The tease I wrote, I said, this one's for Vinny.
Oh.
This one's for Vinny. There it is.
I do like him a lot.
Yeah, you saw Steve-O, and you couldn't move your eyes past it.
I guess you
like
right.
my little teases? It's clever, right?
Just I do. Yeah,
point
you're,
some
you're
stuff.
Doing a great
Macking
job.
It out, breaking up. Ooh, it's hard to do.
Breaking up is hard to do.
It certainly is. You know, and especially if you have to do it publicly.
I thought about that text we got way too much yesterday. The one at the end of the show where the guy says, "What did he say exactly?" I'm married and only my best friend knows I'm gay.
Right, 31
Something
years
like
old,
that.
Married guy. No one knows I'm gay but my best friend.
Oy. Oh. You know that marriage stuff sets me off. You know that.
Mm.
God. That poor lady's sitting there like a dunce going, yeah, I'm in love and I got the perfect life.
Yeah. I think that the hardest part about that is if you, you know, look, I'm not gay, so I can't pretend to know what's going through your head. But I think that some people feel like their family is not open to that and that there's an expectation that they're going to live their life a certain way. And so they feel like they're doing right by their family by marrying and having this sort of traditional life that they are supposed to have. But in the end, you're deceiving everyone.
Right.
And while it might be harder to live your real life, the life that you're, I don't want to tell anyone what they're supposed to do. You know, it's, but
well, look,
honestly,
I made my comments very specifically about how I feel and how I'd feel if I were in that situation, I think. But my problem with it very simply is while you're trying to cover up yourself and hide, you're using someone as a blanket.
And lying.
As a, what do they call that?
A beard.
A beard. And that person thinks they have this life.
Right.
And what they really, and look, you may be telling yourself this, I'm sorry, if you didn't hear this text yesterday, it's brutal. It's about a guy he says he's gay, he's 30, he's a young man, brand new to life. You're just starting your adult life at 30. But he says he's married and he's gay and only one person on the planet knows. And I get the struggle, but I will never agree with using someone, you know, unbeknownst to them.
Right.
I just can't agree with it. Can you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's just
and
not
look,
okay.
I don't even doubt that he loves the woman, but he's gay.
Yeah, he may be telling himself, I treat her well.
And probably
nice
he does. They're probably best friends. Maybe that is his best friend.
Maybe.
And she secretly knows. Doesn't a beard sometimes know that they're the beard?
Yeah, I don't. Well, maybe. I don't know why you would, if you are...
Maybe you're also, maybe he's your beard too. I don't know. Yeah, I don't like to tell people what to do. Yes, I do. But it does seem
you love that.
Like,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I just said that. I said it under my breath. But it's, you know, you're deceiving everyone and really shortchanging yourself. You know, you're not living your life the way you should.
On my long walk to the ocean through a farm yesterday.
Uh-huh, right. Sure.
I had time to think about it. And I do understand that if you are in the business world and you need to show up to a work event with the perfect picture.
Arm candy.
Yeah, then I understand having to date some lady. And that's dating some lady or some ladies or having multiple people available to you to, you know, put up an act. Because, you know, in that sense, society sucks that you have to put on anything.
Right.
In order to be accepted.
They can't just be you, right.
Right. That part does, there's no question that stinks.
Well,
at least you're not marrying someone and making, you know, locking them in. You know, you take a date to a thing, you punt as soon as you get out of the event and until the next thing that you got to get over. I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Well, I mean, our sexuality should be a private thing that's never questioned. And in order for that to happen, sometimes people got to get a beard on.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, you keep your lives separate, but marrying someone that's a whole nother thing.
Woof.
It's look, 31-year-old friend of the show who wrote us and we thought about you all day yesterday. You are entitled to do your own thing. However, know that you are. That lady's life is a sham and she doesn't even know it.
Sucks, dude.
She doesn't even know it. That's really a terrible situation to put someone else in to cover your own ass, literally.
What about, hold on, I just found it. What about when it's love? Feels so good.
I really
finish what you started.
I don't really like a lot of Van Hagar songs.
Turns out I don't have very much Van Hagar. Pound Cake, oh my God. Run Around. All right, never mind.
It's fine. We can add.
I'm mostly
kidding.
Whatever, but I do think that I've only seen the Van Hagar version of Van Halen, so I don't even know what the original Van Halen looks like live.
Well, we've seen videos, but we were so young, we weren't going to their shows.
I bet that although would have been
I suppose we, you know, oh my God. Well, I saw them later, and David Lee Roth was, you know, he wasn't. Let's put it this way: he's not jumping off the drum riser doing straddle splits. You know,
that's done
that
now.
That wasn't happening. Well, there was a lot of smiling, not a lot of hair. Everybody had really short hair.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, look at that clean cut band, and the guy who can barely stand—he's leaning against the mic. Somebody catch him; he's gonna fall.
Oh, Eddie was drinking.
Eddie was did not seem to be completely part of it. Still, he played like he was sober and sang like he was sober and then slumped with his eyes closed.
Oh, like, man.
Wow, this is something.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and David Lee Roth is like desperately trying to get the crowd's attention to look over here. Don't look at that guy.
Leg kick. Right. Hello.
Exactly.
Yesterday, I don't know how it was where you are, but it was perfect where I am. Perfect. Yeah.
Little too windy on my side of the hill over here.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
But nothing to complain about. It was lovely. I stunk
I
like
jetted
dirt
out of
when
here
I was done.
And went for a surf with my friends, and we just had the best morning. Like,
oh,
so much
fun.
Got a ton of exercise.
And was there good surf? Or
yes,
was it...
very. I had a ton of fun. Really, oh, really fun. So good. Yeah.
I'm glad.
And then I got to, you know, hang with my kids, and we got our van dropped off at the Toyota dealer for very important repairs.
Sure. Recall stuff.
Yep. All good. So I had a good day. How about you?
Safe. Excellent. Great day. Dug in the dirt. I was filthy at the end of the day, which is the way you should be in the springtime, especially when you're getting all your new little plants in, you're cleaning out this bed, you're going to figure out what you're going to do in there. Got my compost heap happening. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Do you walk by and look at your compost heap?
Of course I do. I don't have to walk by. It is in full use right now. It's really, it's happening. And the other thing I have up is an owl house bin.
What now?
An owl house. A place where an owl could take up residence.
So you
got
to go buy an owl now.
No. You hope that one will live there. I've been doing some research, as you do. You read and you look and you see what's around your area and what kind of owls. And I got a Audubon approved owl house. Like, it has a certain diameter for the hole and certain. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Have you ever heard or seen an owl anywhere in your area?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, so there's a chance.
There isn't just
some weird thing you're doing, like,
no, there
you
is
have too much time on your hands.
There is a chance that I'll get an owl. The chances are low, though, that they will come to your owl house and make
what do you
that
do,
their
like,
residence.
Staple a mouse right to the wall of the house, hoping it'll see that and go,
you
well.
You just hope that a new baby owl is looking for some place to live. Like, I hear the owls all the time. Like, I sit out back and I hoot to them in the morning. Like you
we have them at
them
our house, too.
Yeah.
So I do know they're around, but I'm surprised to hear they live in Mill Valley. And I'm also surprised to hear that you're trying to lure one.
I'm trying to get one because I have a rat problem. You know, it's a it's an ongoing thing. And they say they eat something like 100 times their body weight in vermin every year.
They don't eat cats, though, do they?
If you have a kitten,
they
could. You'd have to keep that
but
away.
Your cats can fight back now.
My cats are pretty big now. They're almost, I would say they're almost full grown.
Right.
Also, owls are night people. Night people.
As are cats.
People. Yeah, but my cats are inside at night. We've made a conscious decision that when the sun is down, even at, you know, especially dusk and dawn, they say that's when coyotes are out and all the, you know, things are the most active in the wildlife arena. So we don't let them out at night because we've lost cats to coyotes.
Right.
And, you know, if they go out, I'm sure they want to go out at night. They sit at the door. Like, we would love to go out and get the rats that we know are out. We can smell them during the day and we know where they live and we want to sit by their hole and get them. So they're not allowed out. So we have
breaking.
This.
Owls can kill adult house cats.
Oh, really?
Owls are known to kill and carry prey 4 times their size.
So what? But what size owl would that be? Because I'm looking for like a barn owl, or I think it's called a screech owl or kestrel. Those are the size. They're smaller owls, and they're that's what
I'm
looking to
get. Well, we should just order up some buck knives for the cats. That might
help. Right. I'll put them into like spiky armor.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like you have a choice here on which owl you get, though.
You do, though. It depends on the diameter of the hole that you have in your owl box.
Oh, I see.
I have a. It's a. Mine is sort of a medium to small hole. I'm looking.
Oh, it's
for
about
that.
A fit.
It's about a fit.
Oh, I see.
Like, I'm not going to get a great horned owl. And I don't even think those are around here. It's I'm looking for. Listen, I have a box for rent, owls. The rent is kill the rats. That's the rent, and it's open. I put some fresh. Apparently, they don't make their own nests. They go into a hole and they just live there. So you put in some wood shavings. I did this whole thing. So then I get this owl box up. Do you want me to stop? This is actually...
No, it's fine. I'm listening. I'm actually listening to you. Go on.
All right. I just don't want to, you know...
Your struggles are incredible. The amount of things you take on a daily basis, it's impressive.
Thank you.
Well, so... I'm saying, like, look, I just dropped off the van for repair, and I feel like I accomplished the... Like, I got into bed going, I got it all done today. Incredible.
Yeah. Look, we all have our lists, you know. This is this is really, this was an eye roller for John, but I think he's behind it now.
All right.
So we had this tree, trouble with the trees. It got knocked down in a windstorm last year, but it's like 14 feet high. I know that because I measured it. So you hang an owl box between 8 and 20 feet. I'm like, this is the part we should just, now that this tree is, it's the top of it's gone, let's cut the branches off and let's stick an owl box at the top. It's perfect. It's like a totem pole for an owl, right? So we get the box and we put it on there. And I'm trying to figure out which way to face it, you know, because I want it to be... I want to be able to see what's happening in there. So I don't want it to face north, which is sort of toward the edge. But I don't want to face south because then it gets a full sun all day. So I'm like, well, face it east. And then all day long, the sun is shining on the south side of it. I'm like, it's going to be 1,000 degrees in there. We can't have it. Our owl is going to fry. It's going to cook the owl the first day. So then I devised this amazing shade feature for this box where I put some spacers in about this long along the side of the box and screwed another piece of plywood over that to shade the whole box. And then it was just a big blank piece of plywood. So I'm like, I'm going to draw an owl on that and write Owl House on it so that they know.
All right.
So you are very thoughtful.
I am. Well, I want the owl to be happy and live
there. It never stops inside there, does it?
It doesn't.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you handle it.
So it's all up there now. It's right there by my compost pile, which I assume the rats are going to be attracted to. I've got it. I have it all figured out. I'm like a little owl paradise in my yard.
Oh, no wonder you need NyQuil. Something's got to turn you off, right?
it's good. It feels good. It feels good to, you know, make a little home for the owl.
Let's hope that your fishing expedition goes well. I hope you have an owl by Monday.
I don't think I'll have one by Monday, but they say it can take 5 years to get an owl. And you could never get an owl. You just have to make it available. I might never get an owl. I don't want to think like that. I gotta get an owl. Come on, owls. The end. That's it. Actually, not quite the end. I'll tell you this. I have a gardening Instagram where all my garden BS is. It's Clarky Clark Park. And if you want to see, I put up videos of the owl house yesterday. So help yourself. You can check that out. And now something completely different. It's a song. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday. We'll be right back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.